Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning, the morning after the night before, by the way, of this great midterm election. I am the captain, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as Felix and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail around, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And let's not forget our Amazon employees in the warehouse, as well as the Amazon drivers listening to us. Thanks very much, guys and gals, for doing that. And we also want you to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. Find us as Captain's America. That's Captain's with an S on the end of Captain America, all lower cased. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And a special shout out to our new listeners up there in the Reno, Nevada area, as well as up there by Bend, Oregon. Appreciate you guys and gals, Nettie Floyd, for getting us on the air up there. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Okay, it's been a great night. I don't even know where to start. But we certainly have got, in my opinion, the best governor in the country, and bar none. And he just hit it out of the ballpark. He gave that speech last night afterwards, and I mean, you just wanted to start jumping around the room.
Yeah, his speech was outstanding, and I would argue that he's probably the only politician out of all of them that I've heard for months now that use the word freedom.
Yep.
And it was so jarring that you kind of make that distinction. It's rather unbelievable, but hat tip to Florida and the voters.
Yes.
And I would also say that we need to probably give a hat tip to all the 1.5 million people that moved here in the last, several months.
Uh-huh.
Because I think they were the smart people that helped that situation, especially when you look at Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties, of all places, because Rubio and DeSantis won in
yep.
those two counties, which is really unbelievable into itself.
For the first time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, since Jeb Bush. Yes.
Yep. And it was really great. And I think we're destined for really good things in the future. Our governor, and again, I'm only using the information I got from a member of his staff that told me that he is going nowhere for 4 years. He's committed to being the governor of Florida.
Well, I think that's right. And you know, Charlie Crist tried to make that a big, huge deal during the debate that DeSantis would not commit to just going through the entire term before he ran for president. And that's because Chris was asking the questions, and you can't do that in a debate. So, anyway, that's where we are.
Well, we're watching the numbers. We're watching what's going on. We're watching these seats that are up for grabs right now, the Senate seats. We've been watching Laxalt go back and forth for the last couple of hours. He finally got to where he went ahead of Mastro, the senator, and I don't know where that's going to go, but certainly it's better than being down by 6,000-plus votes. But we do have other things, other seats in play. I think they're going to take control of the Senate by at least the one or two seats that we talked about before. So we'll see what happens.
I'm not confident of that, sadly.
Well, have a happy pill and you will be. Oh, love it. Okay, now.
Well, I'm very worried about Ron Johnson in Wisconsin.
So far he is ahead. Let me see, where's his number here?
I think he's only ahead by maybe 30,000 votes.
Well, less than a point, I know that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's like 6/10 of a point or something like that. The other thing is that the Republicans right now are 18 seats away from having the majority, and slowly they're creeping in that direction, slowly.
Yeah, I was asked yesterday by somebody just before I walked onto a tennis court. You know, somebody wants a whole enchilada, and I said, you're not going to get it.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com if you want to call 877-969-8600.
Captain Orr with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And, of course, Kathy, thank you very much for doing that. And we appreciate her. We appreciate you folks for tuning in. And it is a day after the midterm elections, and what a day it is. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, if you've got a computer, I want you to check out the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. You can go on there. They will give you a quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. You'll know what they're going to charge you for insurance. But then, here's how you start to save money. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can bundle that onto your automobile policy, and you'll see what happens there to begin with. Then, if you really want to save money, this is how you do it. Your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, your condo insurance. Get a quote. It'll knock down that car payment like you wouldn't believe, that the insurance payment like you wouldn't believe. And you'll save a bunch of money, and you'll be a happy camper. So just get a hold of them at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and see what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Say good morning again.
Good morning.
We managed to retire Charlie Crist. Now, he really got thumped in losing by 19.4%, and that's with 99% of the votes in. I don't think the numbers will change all that much after that, but
no.
That would be something if it was 20%, because his last couple of days on TV where he was everywhere doing all sorts of stuff. Well, we're going to win. Well, we got to this. Well, we got to that. Now he's got to eat crow again.
That works for me.
I know. But did you think it would be that much of a plurality?
I think so, to be honest with you. I don't think people, and I don't think people realize the successes of Ron DeSantis. You know, I mean, it's really been quite remarkable going all the way back to the very, very early days of COVID.
Yep.
We were not the first state to reopen. Georgia was. I think Florida reopened a week later, 2 weeks later. But
right.
At the time, Florida has a whole lot more going on because, you know, we've got seaports, we've got cruise ships, you know, we got huge nursing home issues and that Georgia didn't have to deal with. And then to be able to, you know, going into the election, to be able to do that, complete that bridge to Sanibel in 3 days, or was not Sanibel, Pine Island, in 3 days, was a remarkable feat. In fact, it should really kind of go down in history. But I don't think any of the Republican governors that were up for re-election lost their seats. I think all the Republican incumbents, governor incumbents, won. And so that's a good thing. So they all really do need to come together in the Republican Governors Association and have some very different conversations in order to, because I really wanted to pick up more governorships, and that just wasn't going to be the case.
Right.
I really wanted to be around at least 30 Republican governors, and we're just not going to get there. I did not think that Mastriano could beat Shapiro in Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania is a state that's very much in trouble. It's now going to look very much like California and Illinois.
Yeah. Yep.
Terrible situation there.
Chapman cannot believe they elected Fetterman. I just can't believe
it. Well, but here's what happened, though. I don't think people understand that. A little over 700,000 people voted early. There were 50 days of early voting in Pennsylvania. 50. And a little over 700,000 voted before that debate. How many of those of the 700,000 would like to have changed their vote after that debate? So the entire Republican apparatus in the state of Pennsylvania got punked, period.
Mm-hmm.
The real heartbreaker, I think, in all of this for me is Lee Zeldin, governor of you know, running for governor of New York.
Yep.
I think he had every single right answer there was supposed to be. You know, that to me, I really thought you could save a state. I mean, New York is kind of like one of the top destinations in the United States, and it's not going to recover from this. It's a sad state of affairs. From Cuomo to Hochul, it's just gone into a tailspin, and I don't think that state can recover.
No, I don't think so either, and I do know there's a whole bunch of people that are headed this direction from up there because they've had
But, you know, here's an interesting thing. I think the smart voters that would have voted for Zeldin moved to Florida. Remember, 1.5 million people left the state of New York. 1.5 million. How many of them came to Florida? So Lee Zeldin's voters are down here in Florida.
Yep.
Therein lies the problem.
Yep, I guess it does. I guess it does. Well, you know, Warnock.
I feel awful for New York.
Who?
I feel awful for New York. Awful.
Well, New York has got their own problems. They don't seem to want to get out of their own way for whatever reason, and they continue to add to the problem. So I don't know. The only way that you stop that is to replace the leadership that's there, and nobody seems to want to do that.
Nope.
So you get stuck with what you get stuck with, and you wind up with governors like Hochul.
Hochul, right?
Yeah.
Who I would argue in some ways was worse than Cuomo.
Could be. You're right. Could be. All right, now, where do we go from here? We've got most of the results in. It appears that we're going to be changing directions. But where do we go from here?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this very hard last night because remember when Obama, when the midterms came, Obama lost 63 seats in the House.
Yep.
That was a wave. Now, what caused that to happen? And I would argue that there was such a major grassroots operation. We forget about the Tea Party. And remember, candidates were approved by the Tea Party. We said they are a Tea Party candidate. And I think because of the 4 years of Trump and the 2 years of Biden, so the last 6 years, Americans are tired. It's been so contentious politically that now they're just passive, and I think that's really what has happened. So where do we go from here? I think the McCarthy / Gingrich commitment to the America is the right thing, but I think they held it too close to the vest too long, and they didn't give some of these candidates enough of the ammunition that they needed to have. I'm not blaming the Republican machinery. I'm blaming the apathy of voters.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. Yep.
I mean, people are... I mean, you even talk about one thing, one small thing. You could talk about Bagram Air Force Base, and automatically people say it's political. They don't want to talk politics. How many people just don't want to talk politics? Don't want to talk politics. They'll walk away. And, you know, that really ought to be the only conversation that we have, because it involves supply chain, it involves education, immigration, a law and order, you know, all of these things. And they don't want to have those discussions.
All righty. I hear the music. It means I got to go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll be talking about a storm called Nicole tomorrow.
All right.
See you later. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
As expected, many races are still too close to call. Has John Fetterman beaten Dr. Mehmet Oz? Well, Fetterman, the Democratic nominee, thanked supporters and those who voted for him. He has declared victory, but that is still a question mark. J.D. Vance has taken the Ohio Senate seat. Voters from union households in Ohio favored GOP Senate candidate J.D. Vance over his Democratic rival, Representative Tim Ryan. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has won her re-election, defeating Republican challenger Tudor Dixon in one of the nation's most important political battleground states. Despite criticism for her handling of COVID protocol, Whitmer won a second term after a campaign that focused largely on her support for abortion rights. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out and then give them a call. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and demand job. You're going to love it. It's great work, great conditions, and a lot of money can be made in a short period of time. So I don't know that it gets much better than that. All you got to do is start out by going to their website. Now, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go to the website, check it out, and notice two things. That's where the campuses are. One is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. But in either case, you can call them up and you can ask to take the tour. Now, their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. That's their phone number. Call them up, ask to take the tour. You'll find out, as well as meeting other students, you'll be able to meet some of the instructors, and you'll probably be able to take the actual tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass., whichever works for you. Now, it's kind of unique here that North Korea, once again, in the midst of everything that's going on, decides to go nuts on us and start firing a bunch of missiles as the United States is flying bombers over the South. Now, we've got some B-1B bombers that are there. Those are some of our more advanced bombers that haul the nuclear weapons, for the most part. And they were flying over South Korea in the last few days of a joint drill, an air drill, called Vigilant Storm. So not to be outdone, North Korea decides to fire some more missiles downrange. Now, this is getting old, but it is what it is, and you can't do too much about it, except shoot down the missiles if they come at you. But the process for all this and what they're attempting to do is to wake people up, to have a better bargaining point position, if you will, for food. They need food. They need a lot of different things. And this is their idea that somebody from the West is going to truck in a truckload of carrots or potatoes or something like that, which they may or may not give to their people because they're hungry. A lot of times they don't, which is pathetic on their part. But we'll see. Though in the first, Space Force has picked a private university as a war college. You heard me right. The Space Force has chosen the Johns Hopkins University as its graduate and postgraduate military school for officers, becoming the first branch of the U.S. Armed Forces to leverage a private university rather than create a brand new war college. Well, first of all, I think it saved them a big bunch of money. How much, I don't know. But that's just my opinion. Also, let's not forget, the Marines are out there still opposing the integrated boot camp platoons after a $2 million study. Now, the Corps is not following the recommended oath amidst the folks that, the fears rather, that total integration will cause it to lose its competitive edge for making the best warriors. Well, I never heard them before, years ago, so I guess it's going to hurt them now. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, the military has finished draining the Red Hill storage facility that fuels the pipelines. The Pentagon announced it would close the Red Hill bulk fuel shortage facility after it leaked petroleum into Pearl Harbor's tap water last year. Quite a story behind that. Now, analysts predict more vets in Congress next year after the midterm elections. They believe there's more veterans coming to Florida to run for public office. Well, I don't know why they have to come down here and run for public office. They can do that from up there, but I guess it is what it is. So they think they got it down pat, but we'll see. We'll see. Now, the U.S. has just carried out dozens of drone strikes against extremists in Somalia for the first time in many years. We're working with another government, training their people on the use of these drones. I technically was a wounded warrior by one. I can laugh about it now, but it really wasn't funny at the time. But these people are learning how to use weapons without killing themselves, let alone anybody else. But then again, they are definitely in the learning process, which is when you duck. Get out of the way. Oh, boy. Let's not forget, too, by the way, that we have many, many refurbished Soviet pieces of equipment that are out on the battlefield right now. Not just tanks, not just vehicles, but how about some missiles and more Phoenix Ghost drones coming soon to the Ukraine? How about all that? Well, waste not, want not, because they don't throw things away. After they get into a problem or start running low on something, they'll just literally go out and grab whatever parts they can, take it with them, and try to fix it somewhere. And that's the way a lot of different European countries have been, because they couldn't find the parts for a lot of stuff. So they chose instead to do that. By the way, our great governor, Ron DeSantis, a tremendous speech last night. Just hit it totally out of the ballpark. He is literally on fire right now. His best days, every day seems to be better than the day before. Every day. And his wife, Casey, what can I say? She's a first lady that works right along with him. And that's the way people like to see things. I know my wife, when she was alive, she stayed right with me and did whatever needed to be done. And sometimes she could read my mind when I needed something. She'd have it right there in front of me. Unbelievable. Women are like that. They got that sixth sense. And good morning, George, the Godfather. I just see you sent a message there. I didn't catch it earlier. But good morning, George, the Godfather. Okay, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in to the extended version of the Captain's America Third Watch. We started this morning at midnight, and we've been going ever since, and we've been reporting the western seats that are in play and the ones that have changed and a couple that have flipped, and it looks like as if we're going to have a Republican Senate. We'll know for sure here another couple go-arounds, but right now it's getting very interesting. And we've got one Senate race. We've got five in play. One of them is going to have to be they're going to have to do a rerun or whatever they call it when they vote again. So we'll wait on that. That's the one in Georgia. That's Warnock and Walker. But this portion of the program brought to you by Boss Family Automotive. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Acura dealership over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. All you got to do is stop on by, tell them the captain sent you, and see what happens. And, oh, by the way, don't forget the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're fire department, whether you're EMS, whether you're police, get great deals on the new or pre-owned vehicles that you're interested in buying. And don't forget they have Moss Care, where free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. They give those, too. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. You'd be glad you did. All right, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, with us. Mr. Watchdog is up here in New York. Hey, what are you people going to learn how to vote?
we know this is a blue state, and, you know, I, like I said, not my neck of the woods. I wasn't surprised at all by what turned out here. And I think that, you know, Zeldin did a, you know, yeoman's job.
Sure.
There's no doubt about it, but, you know, it's winning in New York and winning in California are next to impossible. And quite frankly, I don't know if the Republicans should even spend money in these states and just let them go, as far as strategy, is concerned. I heard what you said. I don't know how you're figuring, Captain, how the Republicans are going to pick up the Senate. I don't know how that's possible, right now. And it looks like it's going to be, you know, back the way it was, or actually they may lose. You know, the way I'm looking at things, they're going to have to do a runoff in
Georgia.
But it's not looking good in Arizona by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they're not going to get Arizona. But they do have Nevada, which would be a gain, where Laxalt has suddenly, over the past 2.5-3 hours, he went from being about 8,000 votes down to being up. Right now, not by much, but being up, and they don't have all the votes counted. I can't get into the screen that I need to here because I got it covered up.
Because you lost Pennsylvania, that's a wash.
Well, no, you have the seat right now. Let me see, where is it here? You have 48 seats are tied with the Senate. You have an advantage of 32 seats to the Republicans right now. They're at 200. They need 218. And the Democrats have 168. So you have five seats in play right now. Five seats in play. One of them's got to be a rerun, if you will, or whatever, a revote. Well, I'm using the wrong term, but you know what I'm saying.
It looks like it's going to, I mean, the best case scenario, it looks like it'll go back to, the, you know, right now, based upon the numbers. It looks like it's going to go to 50-50 and then be the same way it was, and Kamala Harris is going to continue to be the deciding vote in that. And even still, I mean, I'm not sure even regards to the House right now, based upon the numbers coming, it's going to be very, very close.
Well, somebody said that they thought the House advantage would only be about five seats, and that's just not going to happen with the seats that are in play, the ones that they're still counting. The Republicans are leading in over half of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that's the case. But, you know, the reality of the situation is, and we've been talking about this election for a long time here.
Right.
And, you know, what I said was, what are they running on? What is their plan? What are they, you know, and
the commitment to America is the plan.
Yeah, and it was lousy. I mean, that wasn't detailed by any stretch of the imagination. It was a broad outline. They didn't run on that. Once they saw, you know, they heard red waves, they basically said, oh, it's all done and over with.
Well, the commitment to America is there. It's in writing. They've seen it. The people have seen it. The local voters have seen it. Matter of fact, we were talking about it at lunch yesterday with my group that I'm with every Tuesday. And we were talking about that because they were very interested in what it had to say. So I pulled out the thing that I had, the description of it, and I mentioned it. But it sounds very much like, you remember the Contract to America?
Contract with America was a very detailed,
yep.
This is very broad strokes.
Yep.
You know, like I said, if you got people inquiring about it, they obviously didn't know about it. And Republicans didn't do a good job, you know, getting it out.
They didn't know about it because it wasn't even mentioned per se until about, what, a week ago?
It's been more than a week. They didn't run on anything. The reason why Florida did so well is that the proof is in the pudding there. You can just see for your very eyes how well that state's done and the residents. And it's what happens when you actually say something and get it done. That's why DeSantis is doing well. A lot of people also, I think, were ticked off and making the point. You know, Donald Trump shooting his mouth off this past week, making it about him, going after Ron DeSantis and others as well, making the statement that Republicans win, it's all due to him. If they lose, it has nothing to do with him. And I'm sorry, I think a lot of Trump listeners there, he needs to go away. I'm hoping he gets hit in the head with a golf ball on the golf course, you know, at this point in time, because he will destroy. He's going to destroy anything right now. He didn't help at all when it came to this one. Face facts, okay? He helped ruin, basically put Democrats in charge of the Senate based upon his conduct back after the election. And I'm sorry, you can hem and haw all you want, okay? A lot of this is on him.
Conduct after you. What are you talking about? That January 6th stuff?
No, I'm not just that, going after Republicans in Georgia and the races aren't going to work, and you didn't get any sort of turnout, in that runoff like I should have. The candidates were great, but they didn't get the turnout.
Well, that's what happened in this case in some of the states. They didn't get the turnout.
Well, again, mm-hmm. I don't think it helps.
No. But we're not voting for Donald Trump for anything, because he's not running for anything right now. So therefore, he just doesn't count at the moment.
He did. I'm making a big announcement this day. I'm going to stay tuned again.
Yeah, November 15th.
It's not about you. Right now, it's about these people trying to win races. And again, he's basically saying, it's about Donald Trump. It's not about what's best for the country and the Republican Party.
Well, I thought last night when he came on to, announce the congratulations to the winners and this, that, and the other, that he was going to pull out that 98.6% stuff that, all the candidates I endorsed have been endorsed, and it's 98.6%. I thought we were going to hear that, and we didn't, and I just kind of went, whew, like that.
Yeah. Well, again,
because we don't need that.
What we needed to do is just to stay out of this and be complimentary to certain candidates and not make it, if you disagree with me on something, then I'm going to come out and I'm going to try to destroy you. And you have Republicans in many races running scared and away from that. And let's call it what it is. This is an absolute disaster based upon where the economy is today, the way things are. The Republicans couldn't get it done outside the state of Florida and Texas and a couple other places here and there. They just didn't.
When are you coming back to Florida?
Once my son graduates.
Okay, because you won't believe Lakewood Ranch and all the new building and all the apartments, all the condos, all the new houses. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know. I've been down there. I know. I've got, tons of clients. My main office for my business is in Tampa. I've got one down in Punta Gorda. I know that area well, and it is booming.
Well, Punta Gorda, when they get that built up again, that's going to be the new area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So try to stay out of trouble if you can.
I'm always out of trouble.
All right. Chris Mirkowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check out his website and all the great things that he has to offer. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.